Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, guys just want to be rich and make the same woman gooey in the middle forever. These days with inflation and women's high expectations, guys are lucky to have just one of these things. This meme is a guy asking for true love and wealth. Most people throughout history died with neither. Hopefully in a couple of years I'll be rich and love is a fairy tale I no longer believe in. Up next, 50 Cent was giving his baby mama $500,000 a year, or $40,000 a month, and she said it wasn't enough. So she took him to court for more, and then the judge knocked down the payments to only $6,700 a month. That's the biggest loss in history. And that's just the child support. I wonder how much it would have cost for his alimony. I can just see the judge opening the books in court and telling her, lady, you're already getting way too much. All she had to do was be decent and she would have been set for life. But she failed. Number three, Logan Paul reveals that he's having a baby with Nina, his high-notch count wife. When Mike Tyson punches him, it's probably going to be so hard that his unborn child will feel it. Either that or he's going to make that kid an orphan. I really hope he gets a DNA test before signing the birth certificate just to make sure that the child doesn't belong to Mike Tyson. Now, wouldn't that be a plot twist? Paul should be happy though if it's a healthy mixed-race baby. Congrats, Paul. Moving on, we have a guy confronting a woman after they watch a sad movie. Then we have a woman confronting him after sharing her entire sexual history. But that's not a sob story, but more of a horror film. They could both be wearing wedding rings, which would make it a lot scarier. But she probably didn't even share her entire history, only about a third of it. Number 5, how does a woman go from being an 8 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10 on a dating app real quick? She puts a picture of Aiden, her African son, in the background. Oh my god, I can't believe how much of a coincidence it is, but I have the same name as her. The dating apps are filled with women like these. Up next, the female teacher on the right was caught in a car with a teenager, but she's married to a Harvard-educated government official. On a side note, the story says she shares 3 children with them. Maybe this guy needs to start testing some DNA. Finally, we see an unattractive teacher over the age of 40 being caught in the act. I hope the kid had his permission slip for that particular field trip. She just looks like a rough slump buster, though. Why did they shame the husband by posting his picture, though? Number 7, this is what heroes look like. 3 Colombian surrogate mothers waiting to get their ultrasounds. Some communists out there say that the rich have found a new way to oppress the poor, claiming that women and babies are merchandise to be bought and sold. But these women will say they're doing it to make enough money for their families. So that's why it won't stop. Plus, population collapse is coming and these women will help slow it down. Moving on, it looks like Will Smith is married to one of the infected from I Am Legend. I Am Legend can be summed up as a man survives for many years alone. And then a woman shows up and he's dead in only a few days. I really hope that Will sees this and it knocks some sense into him. If you're wondering what he's doing here in this picture, he's just cleaning up all of August off of his wife. He probably still believes in the fantasy that he can fix her. Number 9, a guy's upset because his fiance is calling off their wedding. Because given the choice of saving her dog and the life of his 3-year-old niece before the dog, he would choose the kid. And this woman's pissed off about it. This woman is evil. She values her pets more than the lives of other human beings. This is a massive red flag that tells him he needs to skedaddle. But he's got those love goggles on and can't upset his fiance, the dog mom. Sounds like her prefrontal cortex isn't developed yet. Up next is a fine human being that values money more than another man's life, because he ended his roommate during a dispute over only $1. Leftists will probably claim that this would have been avoided if reparations were paid to blacks. I'm really glad that with all the inflation out there, you can still get something for a dollar these days. but life is cheap, as they say. Number 11, these two guys grew up as best friends, and now they're a couple. Looks like it's getting more desperate out there than we thought. At least they committed to the transition. Someone fact-checked this and found out that they were always a couple, even before the transition. I hope I ruined your day with this one. Moving on, here's a woman that stole Tupac away from Jada Pinkett when they were both 17, and she managed his career from 1989 to 1993. I guess that's just the way it is. And after he left Jada, things would never be the same. She looks so nice, though. She better not get too close to that cross, or she might get a bad burn. Number 13, Skeletor, says that being sexist is wrong, and that being wrong is for women. Women love it when men say things like this because the man is putting them down in a very creative way. The man is both wrong and right at the same time. Women enjoy duality in language and male behavior. Here's another example of a similar type of joke. How can someone be sexist if they like sex? Ha ha. Up next, we have another single mother that's getting an outrageous amount of child support and still struggling. Marlon Wayans' baby mama is getting $18,000 a month to raise a one-year-old daughter and is struggling to provide for. Provide what? A gold-plated baby bottle, perhaps. Women use babies as human shields for money, and obviously most of that money isn't going to the child. I wonder how much the fatter half of Fresh and Fit is going to have to pay in child support. Number 15, in a push for diversity, the military canine units are giving an equal opportunity to chihuahuas. They will probably use them in torture units to drive POWs or the enemy crazy. But seriously, they should also bring in a hairless cat that identifies as a dog. This is a joke now, but in the future it'll probably be true. Probably in just 2 or 3 weeks from now. Moving on, robot wives are coming, and I hope feminists are happy because many say they should have stayed in the kitchen to prevent this from happening. Women can also get a husband robot, and if they don't like it, then it's their fault. The fem cells are a myth right now, but when this technology arrives, they'll be a reality. It's almost as if society seems to want to admit that for many men, women's only value is sex. I, for one, welcome our future waifu overlords, because they don't nag. But for women, male robots don't come with a wallet. Damn. Number 17 is a conservative that says, don't ask women to date. Just ask them to marry you. Better yet, just buy her a house and walk away. And don't forget to give her half your paychecks for the rest of your life, too. Is this Michael Knowles from the Simpy Wire? I mean Daily Wire. Also, what's up with that Cosby sweater? I desperately need to lose 50% of my assets or more by getting married. Is this the line? Up next is a single mom that dates, but she doesn't date single dads. Of course she doesn't, but seriously, we are just going to see the Brady Bunch in real life if this sort of insanity continues. She wants all the attention for herself and doesn't want her husband or partner to give any to his children. Plus, all his resources should also go to her kids. A single childless beta provider can be exploited much more profitably. Number 19, some guy's friend got married recently and shared this picture as to how his honeymoon went and started crying. But what does it mean? It means his honeymoon night was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Looks like this guy forgot to take the test drive before signing on the dotted line. It's not too late to annul the marriage, even though it's too late to prevent gonorrhea syphilis. Moving on, it looks like England is going to try and re-educate incels. But how exactly will that work? Will they mandate girlfriends for them or something like that? What about some men such as myself being voluntarily celibate? Do we have to be put in re-edumacation camps too? Welcome to a Clockwork Orange incel edition. Beating guys down that are already down in the dumps might just lead to the violence that they're trying to prevent. Number 21, hell for women is seeing the person that they could have been. Instead, they'll end up becoming a barren dog mom covered in ink and piercings. Guys can't fix her, but AI can. All I can think is that kid has a lot of teeth for that age. There are two life paths here. The one on the left is the waitress from Outback, and the one on the right is an Amish woman. Up next is Anya Taylor-Joy, wandering around in NYC. This is her look at me, I want attention pose. Either that or street trash Barbie. She's gone so weird looking after her plastic surgeries. She looks like a doll. Number 23 is Naomi Watts, another woke divorced celebrity, raising her son as her daughter. That poor boy. I mean girl. They them don't look happy at all. Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes left Hollywood because they don't want their kids around celebrity kids. Gee, I wonder why. Moving on, an elderly couple who were billed 200 pounds for pay-per-view skin flicks claim they never ordered them, and that they aren't paying. But just look at that husband's face saying otherwise. He also kind of reminds me of the dude from the Human Centipede film Part 2. Remember guys, the eyes don't lie. Number 25 and the last one is an Indian woman that received two transplanted hands from a man that had passed away. You know that in our lifetimes you'll also see head transplants. Imagine a dude's head put on a 25-year-old woman's body. You know it's coming, just like he probably will when he sees his body in the mirror. This woman now literally has man hands. Now her hands are probably bigger than her feet. Now she can probably have a new career in female arm wrestling competitions. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.